It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. The city's first election using the new ranked choice voting system is underway, and turnout has been decidedly low. So far, only 375 voters have checked in for early voting out of nearly 90,000 eligible voters. There are still 5 days left, plus the special election day on Tuesday, February 2nd. But even though voting has started, the City Board of Elections made news just yesterday announcing that they plan to manually tally the results if no one wins a majority in the first round. Joining us now to explain what is going on and why is WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
All right, Bridget, I know we do this every time, but I really like the reminders. Remind us how ranked choice voting is supposed to work.
So, David, in the city's special elections and primaries only, a voter can select up to five candidates in order of preference. In this particular race in Queens, there are actually eight candidates on the ballot. The winner needs to receive more than 50% of the vote. So if that doesn't happen on the first tally, the last place candidate is eliminated. People who chose that person as their first choice have their second choice counted. And this process repeats until someone has 50 plus one. Now, what we're talking about today is how the BOE plans to count after that first round, if there is one.
Okay, so the city Board of Elections is really going to hand count results in this ranked choice voting election. I'm picturing five different stacks of ballots in some office somewhere.
Yeah, well, you're not far off. The BOE president, Fred Humane, announced at the very end of their meeting yesterday that the board is going to manually count these votes. Now, again, that's, of course, if they go to more than one round, if one candidate wins a majority outright, that's not necessary. But they also plan to use this software that they have a contract for to test it. Initially, they plan to use the software to count the additional rounds, but they walked back that decision. And this is all because, David, that they're waiting for the State Board of Elections to say whether or not they can use this software.
Okay, well, why hasn't the State Board weighed in?
Yeah, good question. We reviewed a dozen emails between the city and state board about this. The Democratic co-chair, Doug Kellner, has been reaching out about testing and certifying any new software or procedures since this initiative was passed back in 2019. But his Republican counterpart, Peter Kaczynski, has said that he doesn't actually think the city had the right to change to a system like ranked choice voting that's different than the rest of the state. At a minimum, he thinks it should have been approved through state legislation, not just the city charter. So ultimately, the state has not taken an official position because they're at an impasse.
Is there anything controversial about this tabulation software?
Not exactly, really. This is about dysfunction between the city and state boards. But the city has not exactly been transparent about its plan either until yesterday. It turns out only one vendor replied to an RFP they put out last year. It's a nonpartisan nonprofit called the Ranked Choice Voting Center. They built a tool called the Universal Ranked Choice Voting Tabulator. Now, it's only officially been used in three other jurisdictions: East Point, Michigan, Payson, and Vineyard, Utah.
I am not familiar with these locations.
Yeah, they're not exactly peak population centers. Still, I spoke with their policy director who said they have stress tested the system. A proponent of ranked choice voting here in the city, Susan Lerner from Common Cause, told me she was actually really glad this group was picked because they're experts in this way of voting. And the big election companies had their shot. They could have applied for this RFP. Still, this is the largest municipal election to use this system. The populations of those three jurisdictions I just mentioned are less than the number of registered voters in the 24th City Council District where the special election is happening.
Well, so what happens next? And what about all the other special elections and primaries that are coming up?
Yeah, where the turnout will likely be a lot higher.
Yeah.
So the city board said this decision to manually count votes in a ranked choice voting election is only for this election. But it steps up the pressure on the State Board of Elections to respond with one voice, to figure out where they stand, and to make clear what the city needs to do for ranked choice voting to continue on a dramatically larger scale come June.
Much larger. Yeah, the drama continues, and I know you will bring us all of the latest here. WNYC's Bridget Bergen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.